Lynn Classical girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer is joining us on the line. Tom, big congratulations are in order for you. 200 coaching wins today, and now your team is 20-0. Unbelievable. Congrats.
Yeah, it's a good day. Really proud of this year's team. 20-0, met every challenge that's been presented to them, and went on the road today for a noon game. Not a typical time we play. A really good opponent at Saugus. In the rise to the challenge and get the win. Really, really proud of this year's team. And, you know, the career milestone is, it just is a testament to all the coaches I've had coach with me over the years. And more importantly, all of the great players that we've had over the last many, many years. And I've been blessed with both.
Yeah, you've had some great players on your team, and you're right, some great coaches alongside as well. But Tom, just a quick note, tell me about today's game, because, you know, you do bring up a thing, and I get it. Like, you never know what happens when you play at noon. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you hope the regular team shows up, but in a way, you kind of go in on the road a little scared, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but I prepared the kids for it, and I said, hey, listen, this is going to be a challenge. We're going to get on the bus at 9:45 in the morning, and so let's just, you know, I'm telling this the day before and say, let's just get it right in our head that this is what we're having to deal with. And I'll tell you, I was really pleasantly surprised when I got to the gym today and we boarded the bus at 9:45. The kids were locked in and ready to go. I mean, it's vacation week. It's the middle of vacation. It's the end of a long season. But they were ready to go, and they really wanted to finish this season out strong.
So was it just a follow-up on the game, Tom? I saw you guys play Saugus a week or so ago at your place, but how was the game similar or not similar to the previous game?
When we played them at home, you know, we jumped on them fairly early and had a fairly sizable lead. This was not like this. This was a back-and-forth game. You know, we trailed and really didn't get the lead until the last few minutes of the game, or you know, a 6 or 8 point lead until the last few minutes of the game that we were able to hang on to. So, as we knew, Saugus made adjustments. They made shots. They made stops. They were very well prepared for us this second half of the back to back. And you know, thankfully for us, we had some really good players make some really good plays.
Tom, let me just go back. I know you touched on it at the beginning, but the 20 wins, 20-win season, 20-0 season, 200 coaching wins. What happened after the game? Tell me what exactly happened after the game and when both kind of milestones, like the odometer, if you will, clicked over with all those zeros.
Yeah, the kids were really happy. Now, first of all, they were really happy for this current season and finishing this current season with today's win, and they were really happy. And then somebody brought out of the stand some three balloons, 200, and that turned into some real happiness for me as the coach. But again, this isn't my milestone. This is a Lynn Classical girls basketball milestone, and so it was really cool to be able to celebrate both really neat accomplishments today.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Tom, you're looking at the tournament. What can you share with us? What are your thoughts on how are you looking at the upcoming tournament coming up, knowing that the so-called final power rankings have been released?
Yeah, they have been released. It's, you know, it's really unfortunate the way they have this current system that a 20-0 team will have to go on the road and play on the road. But that's the way it works now. And so we'll be going on the road. Don't know where. Unlike the old days where by this time I could tell you we're going to play one of two, probably two or three different schools, in today's system it's probably 8 or 10 different schools that we could play because everybody's results affects everybody else. So it makes it that much more challenging. You add to that we're not going to find out who we play until Saturday. It used to be on Friday. Now we find out on Saturday. So we're just going to – we'll have a little bit less time to prepare for our opponent. But that's okay. The other team's in the same boat. And I've told the kids all year long and that it's about us. It's about how we execute. It's about our intensity. there's not a lot of new things in basketball. It's either zone or man. It's either press or don't press. And we have something for everything. It's how we execute it that's more important than anything. So we'll look. We'll wait. We'll get a little rest here over the next day or so. We'll start practicing on Saturday, get back into it, find out Saturday afternoon who we play, and then really lock in on Sunday. And hopefully we don't play Monday. I'd rather play on Tuesday or Wednesday so that we have another day to prepare. But really excited to be back in the tournament and really excited especially for my four seniors.
Yep. Well, congratulations to you, the coaching staff, the team. And I really did enjoy getting a chance to see your team last week in that first Saugus matchup. So, Tom, again, congrats, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, and thanks for the coverage throughout this year and in the other years as well. Thank you very much.
Take care. Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach, undefeated girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School here on MSONewsSports.com.